Visiting today with Susan Allen, the manager of issues and crisis at Dairy Max, because we're excited to celebrate Dairy Month. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, we are always excited to celebrate Dairy Month. It actually started in 1937, so it's nothing new to us. It's changed a little bit over the years, but it's just a great way to celebrate the contributions that the dairy industry provides to the world and celebrate all of our dairy farmers. And of course, we're going to really pat our dairy farmers from Oklahoma on the back today.
Well, I know that some people don't always think of Oklahoma as a dairy state, but we actually are.
We are. We're not one of the biggest, but it is very important in our state. We have about 130 dairy farms. We produce 733 million pounds of milk. That's equal to 85 million gallons. You know, we supply the schools with one of the most important food products that they provide to children, which is milk. We're actually 28th in the number of milk cows here in Oklahoma.
Well, what are some of the fun things that are going to be taking place for Dairy Month here in Oklahoma?
Well, in Oklahoma, we always celebrate by having dairy farmers and kids that have like 4-H and FFA dairy judging and showing projects get together several times in the year and have what we call field days. So we have a couple of those coming up here in June, and where they get, we bring cows and heifers together and adults from like 4 years on all the way up through, or children really young all the way up through adults, judge the categories of cows and heifers, and we drink lots of milk and we eat a lot of ice cream. And that's really the most fun part of National Dairy Month, is drinking lots of ice cold, delicious, nutritious milk and eating lots of ice cream.
Well, I mean, who doesn't want to celebrate that?
Exactly.
And I know you guys have like a lot of resources too for maybe folks that don't necessarily know all the Oklahoma dairy facts, but you guys have that up on your website. And I noticed that you have really, really a bunch of delicious recipes.
Absolutely. So you can go to Dairy Discovery Zone on the internet and find some great actual stories about our dairy farmers. You know, 95% of America's dairy farmers are family owned, and it's really fun to get to know our farm families and know where your food is from. We know consumers want more and more of that. So on our website, we provide folks with being able to meet a farmer virtually. And like you said, some really, really great recipes. You know, just this last year, people have really gotten back into the kitchen and gone back to making some comfort foods and eating around the table a little more. And we have lots of great recipes to help families continue to do that.
Well, and talk to a little bit about why, you know, just really good milk is important. Not, you know, we love all the other milks, soy milk, almond milk, whatever kind of milk, but for kiddos and folks that are growing, good vitamin D milk is just the best choice.
Absolutely. Dairy is really a true superfood, and it's really affordable. So if you buy milk by the gallon, it's really just about 25 cents per serving. But in that serving, you get tons of nutrients that Americans, and specifically children, are missing. So there are three nutrients that the dietary guidelines call nutrients of concern. There are actually four, but dairy provides three of the four nutrients that Americans and children need more of, and that's potassium, vitamin D, and calcium. But also, you know, dairy actually has 13 essential nutrients in one 25-cent serving of milk. So that's just a power pack, you know, glass of milk. It's like almost a meal in a glass, and it's just so good for kids of all ages, not just children, but all people need 2 to 3 servings of milk a day.
Now, Susan, are you one of those people that dip your cornbread in the milk?
No, I just drink it alongside. I put a lot of butter on my cornbread.
And I always thought it was the weirdest thing to do as a kid, but now I find myself wanting to do it as well. It's so weird how those things that you grow up with become meaningful to you in your adult.
Right. No, I do butter.
Who would have thought about that? We'll talk to a little bit, some of the kids activities that you guys have for Dairy Month, and not just for Dairy Month, but you guys have a lot of stuff just listed on the web to just teach kids about how important dairy is.
Right. And actually some, some things that Dairy Max is working with kids about is actually kind of nationally also working to reach kids through gaming. And so that's kind of a cool, we're learning more about gaming and we're learning more about how important that is for kids, not only to, they can go learn about the environment and how dairy farmers take care of their cows, but also how to, you know, if you're playing video games, how you might want to refuel.
Well, I think though, you're going to probably have a pretty big argument from my kiddos. I've got twin girls that are 8 and they're going to say they would much rather have ice cream over just a glass of milk.
Well, ice cream is great too. And actually a great, you know, you can go to our website, like we talked about, Dairy Discovery Zone. And one of the activities that you can find, you know, how to make better and learn the science behind better.
Well, there's a lot of fun things to do. And I know that everybody across the state is going to be celebrating. So tell everybody that website once again, if they want to get some more fun facts about dairy and how to celebrate Dairy Month.
Just go to Dairy Discovery Zone, find some great recipes, the wonderful nutrients in milk, cheese and yogurt, and even more about ice cream and how to make ice cream.
Homemade ice cream in the summer, there's really just nothing better.
That's absolutely right.
Some bananas and fresh fruits. Man, it's just going to be a good summer.
Absolutely.
If we ever see the sun.
Oh, I know. I'm ready.
Well, Susan, thank you so much. Of course, June is Dairy Month here in Oklahoma, so we'll be celebrating. Thank you.
Thank you.